Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello. My name is Joshua. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Florida. First of all, are you registered to vote in Florida?
Who are you calling from?
Again, my name is Joshua. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey. It's really short about Florida. First of all, are you registered to vote in Florida?
I'm not well, I'm sick now and I can't talk.
Oh, you can't talk? Okay, I hope you get well soon then, because he's really not too long. It's just about some issues facing your community.
Yeah, no, I'm not so well now.
Okay. So you don't have like 4 minutes?
Four minutes.
4 to 5 minutes, probably. Just it's rather short. Hello?
Hello?
So you are sick, you said, right, ma'am? You can't take the survey, correct?
Right.
Because I'm just gonna ask you a few questions, is what he said, basically. Are you registered to vote in Florida?
Yes.
Okay. And what are the chances of your voting in the August 20th primary election for U.S. Senate, the Florida legislature, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or don't you think you will vote? If you have already voted, please say so.
We'll probably vote.
Probably will vote. Do you plan to vote in the Democratic primary or the Republican primary?
In the Democratic primary.
And just to make sure we're representing everybody, in what year were you born, please?
1948.
Thank you so very much, ma'am. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent, or no?
No.
Okay. And do you consider yourself to be white, African American, or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, multiracial, or another race not listed here?
What was the question?
Do you consider yourself to be white, African American, or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, multiracial, or another race not listed here when it comes to your race?
White.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Florida are going in the right direction, or do you think, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
Things are going in the right direction.
Okay, now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings towards each of one as favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please say so. Joe Biden, favorable or unfavorable?
Joe Biden, favorable.
Very or somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Barbara Sharif.
Favorable.
Very or somewhat, please.
Very favorable. I don't know.
Thank you. How about Rodney W. Jacobs, Jr.?
Rodney who?
Rodney W. Jacobs, Jr. Would you say that you are unable to give an opinion of him? Or have you never heard of Rodney W. Jacobs, Jr.?
Never heard of him.
Okay. How about Shad Klitzman?
Can you hold on a minute? Hold on. Where's the white for your hair?
Sorry, ma'am?
I'm sorry.
Oh, no worries. How about your opinion about Chad Klitzman? Is it favorable or unfavorable?
About who?
Chad Klitzman.
Don't know him.
Don't know him. Okay, thank you so much. Never. And how about Kamala Harris?
Kamala Harris. Very favorable.
Very favorable. Thank you so very much for your opinion. We had 65% complete, almost done. If the Democratic primary for the Florida State Senate were held today, and the candidates in your district were Chad Klitzman, Rodney W. Jacobs, Jr., and Barbara Sharif, for whom would you vote? Chad Klitzman, Rodney W. Jacobs, Jr., or Barbara Sharif?
What did you say, Barbara Sharif?
Yes. Should I record that as your answer, Barbara Sharif?
What was the other one, Chad Klitzman?
Chad Klitzman, Rodney W. Jacobs, Jr., or Barbara Sharif?
Chad Klitzman, I don't know.
Okay, your opinion is important. We will record that. How certain are you that you would vote for Chad Klitzman? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Somewhat certain.
Okay. Still thinking about the Democratic primary election, please tell me which one of these issues is most important to you in deciding your vote for the Florida State Senate. Protecting reproductive rights, climate change and the environment, LGBTQ rights, voting rights, education, healthcare, home and property insurance, jobs and wages. You can select one.
What was it again?
Still thinking about the Democratic primary election, please tell me which one of these issues is most important to you in deciding your vote for the Florida State Senate. The options are protecting reproductive rights, climate change and the environment, LGBTQ rights, voting rights, education, healthcare, home and property insurance, jobs and wages. You can select one.
I don't know.
I mean, okay. Well, at least the one that you think is most important in you deciding your vote for the Florida State Legislature.
What?
You don't know, you said, right?
Right.
Let me record that, okay. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Thinking in political terms.
Mm-hmm. Would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Moderate.
Okay, moderate. Thank you so very much. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
The last year of schooling.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember. I'm
upper to 11th grade, high school graduate, non-college past HS, some college, 4-year college graduate.
High school graduate.
Okay. High school graduate, thank you very much. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name, please?
Karen.
Was it Karen?
Karen, yes.
Karen, right? K-A-R-E-N.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, okay?
Okay.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.